Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome in. It is season 28th edition of Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Alex Dono and Doug Plagans, the voice of the Cats, coming live from the Panthers house, the BB&T Center in Sunrise, where, Doug, the Cats have two games left in this exciting regular season. And, boy, things have been suspenseful here up until the very end. Panthers and Buffalo Sabres in this building tonight at 7 o'clock, and then you wrap up your season in that makeup game with the Boston Bruins, a team the Panthers have gotten to know very well, including a big victory the other night. So it should be a lot of fun here to wrap things up in the regular season.
Tell you what, it's been intense, and it's been big test after big test for this Panthers team, and they've continued to find ways to pass these big tests each and every game. So Panthers will have another big test tonight against the Buffalo Sabres. So, of course, the way the weekend plays out, not only do you have tonight's game, Panthers and the Sabres, right here at the BB&T Center, 7 o'clock start. Again, 954-835, PocFloridaPanthers.com for tickets. Get your tickets very quickly if you don't have them already. And then tomorrow night, the Panthers will be in Boston. So it's going to be a flight right after the game tonight, off to Boston. Panthers will play the Bruins tomorrow night to round out the regular season. So that's what the weekend looks like as far as the Panthers are concerned. We're also, Alex, going to be keeping an eye on the action this afternoon, a 3 o'clock game between the Philadelphia Flyers and the New York Rangers. Now, the Flyers, of course, along with the Panthers, those are the two teams going for that last available playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. The Flyers currently the team on the inside. The Panthers currently the team on the outside looking in. But all Panthers fans should be New York Rangers fans this afternoon.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to take. The Flyers, of course, can clinch with a point. So if the New York Rangers can beat the Philadelphia Flyers in regulation, then that opens the door for the Panthers and puts the Panthers back in control of their playoff destiny here. And that would be the ideal situation, would be for the Panthers to get a little bit of help from the New York Rangers. If the Rangers can get a regulation win against the Flyers tonight, then the Panthers will be able to go into tonight's game knowing that they need the 2 points, and then go into tomorrow night's game knowing that they need the 2 points. So that would be the scenario. Philadelphia has to lose in regulation. The Panthers have to win their last two games here.
Which means there will be plenty of nerves throughout the day today when the Flyers and Rangers play that afternoon game. And, Doug, we have so many things to talk about, so many people to chat with today. Our pal Jameson Olive will join us coming up in the next segment. Plus, we'll also hear a sample from this week's Territory Talk podcast, including a story that I don't think I've heard before, at least not in great detail, from our broadcast partner Bill Lindsay, the crazy story of his NHL debut. So I'm looking forward to catching that. Plus, Red Deer Randy Muller is going to stop by live as well. He and Jameson will both be live on location with us. And I'm sure Randy, who seems like kind of a superstitious guy to me, probably has plans maybe to wear a certain pair of socks today or something to help give the Rangers a boost and then help give the Panthers a boost tonight.
It's the Panthers tonight against the Buffalo Sabres here at the BB&T Center. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com for tickets. And, of course, we'll be rooting for the New York Rangers against the Philadelphia Flyers this afternoon. That's a 3 o'clock game, nationally televised game, from what I understand as well. So everybody can monitor that one this afternoon. And then get ready for tonight's game, Panthers and the Sabres. Then tomorrow night, Panthers and the Bruins. And, of course, you can catch that across the radio network tomorrow night, beginning with the pregame at 7 o'clock, puck drops at 7:30. And then you can also, as always, catch this weekend's Panthers action on Fox Sports Florida. So lots to cover here, Alex. The regular season slate is winding down. The Panthers hoping to extend that into the second season if they can get a few things to work their way here this weekend.
And Doug, let's dive headfirst into our weekend review. The reason why we have this opportunity to potentially grind out a playoff spot with a win tonight and a win tomorrow is because of the run the Panthers had during the week. Now, last weekend, things got off to a little bit of a rough start and a 5-1 loss on the road at the Boston Bruins. That was the second of four meetings between these two teams. The Panthers took the first on home ice. The Bruins took the second on their home ice. So you would enter Monday back home at the BB&T Center needing a victory against the Carolina Hurricanes, and that's when the clutch cardiac cats would step up. They did fall down 1-0 though early in the hockey game. 3:44 in, it was Trevor Van Riemsdyk for the Canes, putting his team up 1-0 on his third goal of the season, but the Panthers would answer 19 seconds later. Mackenzie Weegar netting his second on the season.
Rattles around the near side, a shot from DiGiuseppe, and now in the neutral zone, Mulgan to McCann. McCann hands it back, Mackenzie Weegar in the rush, a shot, he scores! And the Panthers, just like that, come back and tie this game at one.
Weegar from McCann and Mulgan, and the Panthers weren't done in that first period. That goal tied the hockey game at one at 4:03 into the first period. Panthers would get a late power play chance in the first, and you're thinking, oh, maybe this can carry over into the second period, but just 14 seconds into that power play with 9.1 seconds to spare in the period, Evgeny Dadonov scores his 27th on the campaign.
Right side, Trocheck tiptoes the blue line, down to Barkov in front, Dadonov, a shot, he scores! A power play goal with 9.1 seconds to go in period number one, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead.
You know, Doug, we talk about it all the time, how deflating those late period goals can be for the opposition. The Panthers got that officially at 19:50 of period number one, the power play goal from Dadonov, from Barkov and Trocheck. That made it 2-1 Panthers. They would take that one goal lead into the second period, but Derek Ryan would tie up the hockey game at 13:14 of period number two. So we would head into the third period all knotted up at two goals apiece, looking for that game-winning goal. The Panthers would get exactly that. 12:02 in the third period was a big night for the Panthers defenseman, and it was Alexander Petrovich netting the game winner.
Up the far side, Sevier reached for that one, just couldn't reel it in. A little far for him, puck goes to the end boards, picked up off the end wall, fed back out to the right point, a long shot, they score! A wrist shot from Alexander Petrovich found its way through, and the Panthers have a 3-2 lead.
Great time for Petrovich to get his second goal on the season. Couldn't have been any bigger than that moment. Sasha Barkov, the primary assist there, his 51st. Colton Sevier assisting as well, number 11 for him. So you get Mackenzie Weegar and Alexander Petrovich both scoring big goals in that hockey game, along with the power play tally from Evgeny Dadonov. That was the recipe, Doug, for a Panthers 3-2 victory on Monday over Carolina.
One the Panthers had to have as they were starting a four-game homestand that night. Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes. Panthers prevailed in that one in the third game of the three-game season series between the two teams. But Evgeny Dadonov coming up with those big goals he did there late in the first period. And that one really changed the hockey game, even though Carolina wound up being able to tie it up in the second. Alexander Petrovich got that big goal that wound up being the deciding goal in that one. But again, just a good battle for the Panthers back on Monday night. They were able to come through with the one-goal victory, one they had to have.
As far as heart palpitations go, Tuesday was a big night for my ticker. Tuesday night, the Panthers welcomed in the Nashville Predators. So second night of a back-to-back. Panthers with Roberto Luongo in net, a very important night for him. We'll get to his milestones a little bit later on. But the Panthers welcoming in the Nashville Predators, and the Cats would get that opening goal, 18:30 into the opening period, 26 on the season for Hoobie Doobie Doo.
Up the wing, into the offensive end. And he's going to hand it off to McGinn, right side. McGinn, sharp angle, puts it to the front of the net, bounces, and he scores! And the Panthers have a 1-0 lead with 90 seconds to go here in period number one.
That was number 26 on the year for Huberto. The primary assist came from Jamie McGinn, his 15th on the campaign, and Vincent Trocheck adding his 43rd assist on the year in that one. So at 18:30, the Panthers were able to get a puck behind Pekka Rinne and take a 1-0 lead over the Preds. Plenty of action in the second period, but no goals for either side. And then into the third period we go. Doug, I don't know if anybody in this building would have felt comfortable with a 1-0 lead, because you knew the Predators were going to answer at some point. So you thought about how important it would be to get just a little cushion that would come with a second goal. And midway through the period, the Panthers got exactly that. 10:33, huge one here, 10th on the year for Colton Sevier.
Barkov, Dadonov, Sevier. And Nashville controlling off the draw. Ryan Ellis near point, gave it away. Ekblad pounds it up the near side. Dadonov tripped up. No call to play, but he continues along. And he's not able to get a shot away. Backdoor, and they score! Dadonov to Sevier! And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead with 9:27 to go!
Double digits for Colton Sevier. That was his 10th goal on the season. Evgeny Dadonov, his 35th helper on the year. Aaron Ekblad, his 20th assist on the season. 10:33 in the third. The Panthers took a 2-0 lead. If you had a chance to exhale at that moment, it didn't last for too long, because at 16:08, Roman Josi scored to cut the Panthers' lead in half and pull the Nashville Predators within one. And then, Doug, the final seconds of that hockey game might have taken a couple years off my life, as Pekka Rinne, of course, had been pulled for the extra attacker. The Panthers had few seconds to kill off, but with 0.4 seconds to go, Philip Forsberg thought he had a game-tying goal, but the goal was reviewed, and rightfully so, goaltender interference. So with under a second to play, the goal was overturned. The Panthers were able to hold on for a 2-1 win. I know Carrie Underwood and some other celebrities weren't too happy about it. They were following along, but it was a Panthers victory. 2-1 the final score, and wow, I certainly was breathing a sigh of relief after that one.
It was a photo finish here on Tuesday night, and again, another game the Panthers had to have, and they were able to preserve that win. They ruled that Victor Arvidsson illegally poked the puck away from Roberto Luongo, who had it in his grasp, and that's what allowed Philip Forsberg to find it and then think that he scored that goal to tie the game. And it wasn't an issue of the timing, but it was an issue of goaltender interference, and that was what brought the goal back, and that's what helped the Panthers ultimately win that game by a 2-1 count. So it was a big win for the Panthers. They swept that back-to-back. Roberto Luongo, brilliant in net for each of them. So Roberto Luongo played the first two in that homestand. That game against Nashville was game number 999 in his career. And prior to the game on Thursday against the Boston Bruins, we'll move to the game against Boston now, but prior to that game, Roberto Luongo spoke to the media about playing his 1,000th game that night. And, well, here's what he had to say.
It's been a long run, and I'm going to try to keep it going as long as possible, having fun playing the game. So to me, that's all that matters. The important thing is the game and trying to get the win here and keep us alive. So it's going to be great to be a part of that milestone. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's all about the 60-minute game and making sure that we put our best foot forward as a team and trying to get the 2 points here. It's a nice milestone. It's all fine and dandy. But, you know, like I said, I think right now the most important thing is we have 3 games left. They're all crucial, we know that, and starts with tonight. So I got to tell you, 100% of my focus is on that right now. It's all that matters to me. Milestones are great, and they're nice to reflect on during the off season. And but for right now, I think it's all about trying to get the team into the playoffs.
So the focus of Roberto Luongo, you heard it right there, is that night he would become just the third goaltender in NHL history to play 1,000 games, joining Patrick Waugh and Martin Brodeur in that group. But wasn't too worried about that right now. He was worried about the hockey game, Alex.
Put the focus on the team where it belonged, and the Panthers had a huge game that evening to remain in that playoff chase, hosting the Boston Bruins. This is the third of 4 meetings between these two teams. They still have one more to play, but home ice on Thursday night at the BB&T Center, the Panthers got the all-important opening goal. 7:42 into the hockey game, just put a ton of pressure on Boston early in that game. And here is Alexander Barkov netting his 27th on the season.
Yandel up the boards for Sevier. He's tied up, hangs on to it, looks across, touch pass, Ekblad down low, dead up in front, and they score! It's tapped home by Barkov, and the Panthers have a 1-0 lead!
27th on the year for Sasha Barkov, 100th career goal for him, so a milestone. Also his first goal in 10 games, and it couldn't have come in a bigger game than that moment. Panthers taking the 1-0 lead in the hockey game. They would add to it less than 2 minutes later, scoring against his former team. Here's Frank Petrano.
Frank Vetrano to center, and he's going to dump one in on Rask, and he'll leave it back in behind the Boston net for Chara, whose backhand bounces away loose in front, and they score! Frank Vetrano has given the Panthers a 2-0 lead. He cashes in on a turnover and burns his old team.
Half dozen on the season now for Vetrano. That was number 6 on the year. Nick Bjugstad, the lone assist on that goal, his 29th. At 9:34, the Panthers took a 2-0 lead over the Boston Bruins. You knew Boston would answer, and they would on the power play. 15-19 into period number one. Ryan Donato would score his 5th on the season. That gave the Panthers a 2-1 lead heading into period number two. Danton Heinen would tie the game. 2:11 into the second period, making it 2-2 between the Panthers and Bruins. So, again, you're biting your fingernails in the third period with the Panthers looking for a game-winning goal, knowing they would need a victory to stay in that playoff hunt in the Eastern Conference. And at the 14-minute, 23-second mark of the final period, they would get that game-winning goal. Here's Jared McCann with his 9th on the season.
A long shot. That one deflected away. Goes to the far side. McCann, a shot from the outside. It's blocked in front. McCann back on it. To the front. Sevier headed on the backhand. Feeds it to the line. Matheson left point. Wrist shot. And he scores! And the Panthers take a lead! 3-2 the score!
Just tremendous. And the Panthers would hold on for a huge and necessary victory. Jared McCann's game winner from Mike Matheson and Colt Sevier. 14 and a half minutes into the third period, and Panthers Doug would live to fight another day.
A big win for the Panthers again the other night against the Boston Bruins in a 3-2 final score. They pulled off 3-1 goal victories this week, just finding ways to win these hockey games. Jared McCann with the deflection goal to secure the last one. So the Panthers now, after that game, a big win there over the Boston Bruins, and it was the 1,000th game in the career of Roberto Luongo, as we talked about. Here's Panthers head coach Bob Bugner. I had a chance to talk to him. This was before that game, but giving his thoughts on what it means to see Roberto Luongo play 1,000 games.
You know, it just speaks to his competitiveness and the way he prepares, and his consistency is number one thing for me. I think that no one has a long career unless you come to work every day and you bring that same mentality every day, and you know what you're going to get from guys, and that's what Louis's done best over his career, and that's why he's going to go into the Hall of Fame with some of the greats of the game. Is that he's been a good teammate. You know, he's rises to the occasion many times, and he's been consistent for me.
So 1,000 games for Roberto Luongo and 3 big wins on this homestand. They'll look for a 4th win on the homestand tonight at 7 o'clock when they take on the Buffalo Sabres. So the Panthers have the Buffalo Sabres here tonight. They round out the regular season schedule tomorrow night on the road against the Boston Bruins. And, of course, this afternoon all eyes will be on this game between the Philadelphia Flyers and the New York Rangers. And we're hoping for a New York Rangers regulation win. That would keep the door open for the Panthers in their playoff pursuit. So that's how the rest of today and the weekend shapes up. Folks, a reminder, Panthers season tickets for next season, they're on sale now with exclusive benefits for season ticket holders. The 18-19 season will be one to remember. Benefits include priority access to Stanley Cup playoff tickets, exclusive savings on select BB&T Center concessions, and more. Learn how you can become part of Panthers territory by visiting floridapanthers.com/ticketcentral or call 954-835-PUCK now. So the Panthers and the Sabres tonight, a big one, and another big one happening out in Philadelphia that we'll have our eyes on.
Absolutely. So, of course, at this point, the only thing the Panthers can control other results on the ice, but it doesn't change the fact that this afternoon will be just a gigantic day for scoreboard watching with the Philadelphia Flyers hosting the New York Rangers at 3 o'clock. So you can, like, make hockey your entire day.
Yep.
Today. You sit on the couch and catch a nationally televised Flyers-Ranger game, and then you join us here at the BB&T Center in the evening for Panthers and Buffalo Sabres. It does not get any better than that. And still to come on this hour of Panthers Insider, a little bit later on, we'll be joined here on location by Red Deer Randy Moeller, our friend from Fox Sports Florida. And when we come back, we'll be joined by lead writer at FloridaPanthers.com, Jameson Olive, will stop by our broadcast position as well. This is Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back to the 28th episode of this season's Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Alex Dono and Doug Plagans with you, broadcasting live from the BB&T Center in Sunrise, and this is going to be the site of all the action tonight. Panthers hosting the Buffalo Sabres this evening, Doug, and well, it's a really big day for the Panthers and their fans, not only with our game tonight, but scoreboard watching this afternoon, because the Flyers-Rangers game in Philadelphia is critical to the Florida Panthers' playoff chances. You will know by this evening whether or not you are still fighting for your playoff lives, as the Panthers have been throughout the week. If you can get a regulation win by the New York Rangers today, you will know the Panthers are in the driver's seat to make the playoffs.
Panthers need a regulation win from the Rangers over the Flyers. It's a game that will be played in Philadelphia this afternoon at 3 o'clock. So, as Alex said, we'll know the outcome of that one before we get set for this one here at the BB&T Center tonight. If the Rangers can win that game in regulation, the door's wide open for the Panthers. So, Panthers tonight against the Buffalo Sabres, regular season home finale. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com for tickets. And the Panthers round out the regular season schedule tomorrow against the Boston Bruins at 7:30 in that makeup game. So that's what lies ahead for the rest of the weekend. We'll have Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com joining us here shortly to talk all things Panthers. But you should all know there's a great podcast now at FloridaPanthers.com. It's Territory Talk. FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk is where to find it. And Jameson and I do that every week. And this week's special guest was our broadcast partner, Alex Billy Lindsay. And here's just a small cut from this week's edition. Talked with Billy Lindsay about all kinds of things, but here's just a small excerpt from it. This is Billy talking about his National Hockey League debut.
Went to an all-star game in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Unbeknownst to me, the assistant general manager from Quebec was there. Came up to me after the game, had a good game. I think I was third star of the all-star game. Came up to me and said, listen, we want to sign you to a contract. We'll send you back to junior. Just want to get everything in place. And that was, so I flew, and they were playing Calgary. So I flew from Saskatoon to Calgary. My agent came up from Vancouver. And they were going to get a contract done. My parents told me, whatever you do, don't sign a contract. Just hear what they have to say. Sign the contract in the summer. You're having a good year. But just hear them out and just promise me. My parents said, promise me you don't sign a contract. I said, yes, Mom and Dad. I'll just see what it is. I won't sign anything. So at the hotel lobby of the Westin in Calgary, agent, general manager, get it all out. And it's literally on paper napkins, the contract. It was literally on napkins. And they came to me and my agent, we were alone, and said, listen, my parents told me not to sign anything. My agent said, you're a fifth-round pick. If you don't sign, I can maybe get you an extra $5,000 in the summer. Just sign the thing. Get it done. So it's 5 o'clock, and I said, what the heck? I'll just sign the contract. So sign the contract, and they come in, the general manager, the coach, and said, you're not going back to junior hockey. You're going to play for us tonight. And I was like, what? So I didn't have time. There's no cell phones back then. I didn't have time to phone my parents. Nothing. Half an hour later, I was in the Saddle Dome getting dressed for my first ever NHL game. My parents were driving back. They were at the game in Saskatoon going back to Montana. Stopped in a hotel halfway to sleep. Turned on the game. The game was on. They said, there goes Lindsay down the ice. That was their first recollection of me playing in the NHL. And that's where my NHL career started. No expectations. I went from junior hockey to the NHL, played 23 games, made the team the next year, played half a year, went down to the minors, and then got picked up the expansion draft here in Florida, and that's when I really started the meat of my career. So a weird story, but nonetheless shocking.
Bill Lindsay right there, our broadcast partner, and talking about his National Hockey League debut. And we bring in Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com. And you were there, part of that conversation. And I think you brought it up right after that, just a different world. And that shows it at that point in time, there wasn't, the cell phones, as Billy said, Twitter, everything like that, that could give somebody a heads up. His parents happened to flip a game on in a hotel room and saw him going down the ice. And that was how they knew Billy was in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, it's incredible how quickly things change. I mean, we talked a little bit right after that about showing up as a new guy back then. I mean, we think about Henrik Borgstrom showing up here a couple weeks ago, coming in. Every guy on this team knew he was coming. They knew who he was. They followed him on Twitter. They've seen the highlights. When Bill Lindsay showed up for his debut, there were guys in the locker room saying, "No, who is this guy, an equipment guy? Who is this guy?" And then suddenly he's taking your spot and he's in the lineup that night. So it's a simpler time, and I think it's a good time, definitely, where a lot of good stories came out of.
And I wonder if when his dad turned on the TV and saw Lindsay out there, if he thought, "Gosh darn darn it, I told him not to sign that contract.
He said when they heard that, they were fine with it, but he said he dodged a bullet there.
So, you know, James, Doug and I have talked about what a big monumental day this is, not only with Panthers action on the ice here at the BB&T Center, Panthers and Sabres, but, you know, we're going to know by the late afternoon just how significant this game is, because we will have that result in hand one way or the other with Philadelphia hosting the New York Rangers today. This is one of the biggest regular season days in recent memory for me as a Panthers supporter.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a blessing, too, that the Flyers are playing earlier in the day, because we were scoreboard watching the other night, and that was just
painful.
It
was out of control, yeah.
It was hard, especially considering so many teams we needed to win blue leagues.
And how, yeah, right, how close those games were. That it was like a couple minutes left. Hey, we're going to get some help here.
As if the game that we were watching wasn't intense enough. Yeah. We were following those games behind.
And that's something we've been doing for how many weeks here, too, and it seems like no team has been losing that we need to lose. So, once again, it stinks not to be in control of our own destiny, but do I trust the Rangers to get the W? No, but can they do it? Yes, that's the thing. The Rangers, they obviously still have Henrik Lundqvist in net. He's a future Hall of Famer. He can steal a game, so it's really going to come down to that game for us. And like I said, I think it's nice to come in here. We'll know if we're playing for the playoffs. We'll know if we're just playing for, you know, the best home record in franchise history. That's another great thing to play for, just to celebrate this big, great season here with our fans. So I think it'll be really good for the players, because the players, too, they said, especially Bob said, he was scoreboard watching during the game the other day. For them to come to this game tonight and just know what they have to do and, you know, not have their heads elsewhere, it's going to be really good for this team.
So the Panthers tonight against the Buffalo Sabres, and Jameson, last time out, big storyline was Roberto Luongo playing that 1,000th game, and I know he mentioned quite a bit that you know, milestones are great to reflect on later, and those are you know, things that you can look back on after things are all said and done. But and he was most focused on the hockey game, but you know, we can look at that milestone and just put it in perspective here and say how impressive this is. Just the third goalie in NHL history to accomplish playing 1,000 games. He's a guy ticketed for the Hall of Fame, no doubt about it. And then to post the three performances he has here on home ice this week, vintage Roberto Luongo performances here, 1,000 games into his career.
I know, exactly. Like I wrote my story the other day, when Roberto Luongo came into the league, no goaltender had ever played in 1,000 games. It wasn't even something you thought of. And then 3 years later, Patrick Waugh gets that number, and then suddenly it's the gold standards for goaltenders as far as longevity goes. And for him to hit that number, be up there with Waugh, Martin Brodeur, two Hall of Famers, two guys that I know he respects and they respect him, that's got to be great for him, and something, like he always says, he will reflect on in the summer, but not now. And like you said, to come out here after maybe a rough start to win the next three starts and kind of keep the Panthers alive, keep them in this chase, has been huge. Because Roberto Luongo, I mean, he's a guy that when he got traded here, he confessed how much he wanted to come back. I mean, I think there's no Panther in Florida Panthers history more of a Panther than Roberto Luongo. Like he said a couple weeks ago during the whole Parkland thing, he's going to spend the rest of his life here. His family is here. He lives here. He's already lived here on and off for 10 years. Even when he was in Vancouver, he'd come back here. I mean, that's the first number I want to see retired on those rafters as far as players go. I think He's the heart and soul of this franchise throughout its history. And for him to get that milestone here at home, share it with the fans, was great. And I know the team's definitely planning an even bigger celebration next year that I'm sure then he'll be open to really enjoying and really getting into. So that's something to look forward to.
We're talking with Jameson Olive, lead writer at FloridaPanthers.com. Also, my co-host after 40, second intermission of every Florida Panthers game. And, you know, Jameson, I know that some of the early results not going the Panthers' way is the reason why it's come so close here down the stretch to making the playoffs. But the way this team has been playing over the past couple of months, what have been the big keys to you as to how Bob Bugner's been able to get this team to click?
It's just guys buying in, and a lot of people said, you know, when Bob came in with the new system, there was a learning curve. I mean, this team won 4 of their first 14 games, which is now, looking back, really the reason they're in the situation they're in now. But you have to realize guys were adapting. I mean, I remember both of you guys watching early games, passes were sailing wide, guys weren't on the right spots, there was a lot of two-on-ones. It just seemed like guys were a little lost, because that's the thing, you got to learn on the fly in the NHL. And the thing is, I talk to guys now, and they say they don't even think about it anymore. At the beginning of the season, they were thinking, oh, where am I going? I got to be here. That guy's going to be there. Why isn't he there? Mm. Now, suddenly, it's second nature to all of these guys, and I think that's really great, especially, cause let's not forget, this is a system that they use in the AHL, too, so now this is a franchise-wide system, so when guys now come up from the A, they know exactly what they're doing here, too. So that takes time, and I think the results are there now. like Doug and I have talked about, I mean, this team's been one of the best teams in the league now for almost, you know, half the season. So this isn't a fluke. You can't fluke your way to a good half a season, especially with the talent this team has. So it's one of those things, again, where I talked to Alex Petrovic. I mean, it seems like for the past three seasons, this team's put themselves in a spot to where they have to go on these miracle runs in the second half. And hopefully that's not the case next year, regardless of what happens this year, because the team's very well aware of that. And let's face it, they took a big step forward this year after a big step back last year. And I think this team's in a great spot.
And I think the plus side to this is if they can punch the ticket to the postseason, they're going to have to do it on a five-game winning streak. They're going to have to do it as one of the hottest teams in the National Hockey League. So you would think that could aid, if there is such a thing as momentum, and I do believe in it, you would think the momentum for this team is going to be at an all-time high heading into a playoff series.
Oh, exactly. You don't want to back into a playoff spot. I mean, there's some good teams right now that are kind of a little bit backing into a playoff spot. I know Tampa struggled a bit recently, even though they won last night. But for the Panthers, if they make this, you got to imagine the energy and the momentum is going to be an all-time high. Not only the energy for the team, but I know for the fan base in the buildings too, because a lot of fans, especially after last game and seeing Luongo get that game and seeing how big the win was, they're really tuning in now and they're really getting excited. So it stinks that a couple fans are just joining late, but the fact that they're joining is great, and I know that there's a large fan base that's going to be here for the playoffs should the Panthers crack it. So it's going to be huge, like I said, not only for this season, but setting the table for next season, because the window is just cracking open for these Panthers. Most of the star players are young or in the early years of their contracts, and they're only getting better.
Well, this man does excellent work. Jameson Olive, lead writer at FloridaPanthers.com, host of Territory Talk, and my co-host after 40, second intermission of every Panthers game. And follow him on Twitter at Jameson Coop. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for stopping by.
Good morning.
Absolutely, and we're going to have another in-studio guest here. Our on-location guest, Red Deer Randy Moeller. He's not dodging pucks, at least not for a few more hours today. He's going to join us here at our location when we come back. This is Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com.
Radio. Radio.
Turn
up the radio.
Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
And welcome back to this season's 28th episode of Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. We're sitting high above the ice surface here at the BB&T Center in Sunrise. So we are ready. Hours in advance, my friends. We are ready for Panthers hockey here tonight as the Cats will welcome in the Buffalo Sabres. And Red Deer Randy Moeller is our in-studio guest, or on-location guest, I should say, here in our broadcast booth. And Red Deer, is your cardiac health ready for the day's events, as we will have a critical game in the afternoon for scoreboard watching between the Flyers and Rangers? You need a Rangers regulation victory today. If that happens, the Panthers know they can control their own destiny here.
Yeah, they can. And first things first, though, you guys here in the broadcast booth, you're not allowed to leave till after the game.
Oh, so it'd be bad luck if we left, right?
Yeah. So you guys just have to sit here all day long and for the game and that. But, no, it's exciting. And I know everybody's talked about it. This young team, Panther team, talented. The way they win and the way they play the game and how exciting they are. These are meaningful games for them. And they've been absolutely amazing and thrilling the home crowds here. I mean, this team won 13 of their last 15 home games. If this can carry over to next year, where this team can be dominant in this building, I mean, that's the one thing that's been missing for all you fans that are listening out there that know and follow this team. That's one thing that's been missing, has been the home dominance. And that seems like that has turned, and this team, not only the way that they win, but the way they win is so exciting. But these last two games, you know, let's see what happens. You can't get too high or too low, and I think they'll be ready. The big question mark is, you know, will Alexander Barkov be ready to play here tonight or tomorrow? We don't know. We'll hopefully find out a little bit later.
And Randy, just looking at this homestand here, the Panthers have taken 3 out of 3 so far on the homestand, but how impressed are you with not only the fact that Roberto Luongo has played 1,000 games in net, an incredible number to get to as a goaltender, only the third in NHL history to do it, but to turn in 3 vintage performances like he has here this week?
He has just been out of this world, you know, Roberto Luongo. But the more you talk about him, the more you find out that he's just such a professional. He takes every day. He treats it as a profession, the way he prepares for each game, and he'll do the same thing here. You guys will see him. He'll come out before everybody else in the morning skate, and with the goalie coach, Rob Tallis, and he does his little drills and the way he prepares. A lot of that, if you look, watch him, the drills that he's doing are not that difficult, but it's more, I think, mental and hand-eye coordination and that. And just gets himself in a zone, so then he's been able to perform. But he has been a real plus for the Florida Panthers. There's no way that they would have been in the this playoff race without him.
You know, Randy, as a player, I know that for today, the only thing that the Panthers roster, the Panthers players can control is their own result, their own hockey game. So how would you handle the afternoon situation? Would you watch that Flyers-Rangers game, or would you want to say, you know what, let me just check the score later, I don't need to stress myself out with that, or would you prefer to sit and watch every second of it?
Well, I don't know if I'd sit and watch every second of it, but, you know, the times have changed now with social media, and everybody's, the information's right at your fingertips all the time, so the team will know. What I'm concerned about is if the Rangers lay an egg, which that's what I expect them to do today, and the Flyers win, and then obviously the drama's over.
Mm-hmm.
How will the Panthers come out here tonight? Because that's going to be a big emotional letdown. But we're hoping for a miracle, and I think it will be a miracle for the Rangers to go into Philadelphia and win that game. The Rangers have just checked out, and they're playing young players from their minor league team and stuff like that. So, and we don't even know if Lundqvist even going to start today?
I believe he is, and Philadelphia is going with Brian Elliott is what I saw yesterday. So interesting there with Philadelphia going with Brian Elliott. He hadn't played since February 10th, came back the other night. They said he was perhaps a little bit shaky, but did enough to get him the win.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. But either way, the playing meaningful games for this young hockey club, as Jameson was talking about, and you know, this young core, all it's going to do is benefit them and next year. I know the fans don't want to hear that next year, but they're building something here. And when you win 13 of your last 15 home games going into today, and possibly, you know, 14 of their last 16 home games, that's not many teams do that. And that bodes well for the start of next season.
Red Deer Randy Moeller is with us, analyst with Fox Sports Florida. And, you know, Red Deer, in addition to the Panthers lineup this season, who has meshed so well with Alexander Barkov, the work he's done on that top line. Evgeny Dadonov has been a cool customer,
yeah.
27 goals on the season. You know, so many people have told me, Dono, this is going to be an unbelievable addition this year. I didn't realize to what extent. He's been fantastic.
Yeah, he really has. And five goals the last seven games, and the way he finds the open ice and the chemistry between he and Barkov is just phenomenal. And he reminds me of Panarin for the Columbus Blue Jackets, the way he can dart in and out of traffic, and he can get that shot off. It looks like he's almost covered, and it looks like he's going to lose the puck. The defender's on him, and somehow he gets that wrist shot away. That's something that the Panthers have missed for a while, and we're glad to have him. He's such an exciting, electrifying player, and I think he's only going to get better. I mean, he could possibly get 40 goals next year.
Wow.
If those two stay together, Barkov and Dadonov.
And of course, you look at this team going into tonight. The Panthers have gotten a lot out of Vincent Trocheck as well, mm-hmm. and his responsibility could be even more depending on the status of Alexander Barkov tonight. But you look at Trocheck's numbers here, 54% in the draws. He's leading the team in shots, leading the team in hits. 30-goal season for the first time in his career. I mean, he's just continuing to evolve as a player.
He's going to have a huge game. I thought he was very dominant the other night and very effective against the Bruins, although he never had a point. But he's got, he's got 7 points in the last 8 games, but only 2 goals in the last 8 games. So Trocheck's going to have a humongous game here tonight. Not only tonight, but if they win, Panthers win tonight, and then tomorrow in Boston and going up against Bergeron and Krejci, that is a very, very tough assignment. But first things first, the Buffalo Sabres here tonight should be a lot of fun. The last regular season home game will be a good crowd. They're giving all kinds of giveaways for fan appreciation, so fans, come on out and celebrate this season with the Florida Panthers, whether it's win, lose, or draw.
Love that. Red Deer Randy Moeller, you'll see him dodging the pucks tonight between the benches on Fox Sports Florida as the Florida Panthers tonight will play their regular season home finale against the Buffalo Sabres. Doug, it should be a lot of fun this evening.
7 o'clock tonight. We hope to see you here. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com for tickets. And before you get all ready to go and come out to the game tonight, get in front of your television and root on the Broadway Blue Shirts this afternoon. Everybody's going to be a Rangers fan beginning at 3 p.m. today when they go in and visit the Philadelphia Flyers. The Panthers need a Rangers regulation win. It has to be a regulation win. So root for the New York Rangers this afternoon. Come out tonight and root for the Panthers. And if you can't make it, we'll have it all on the radio network beginning with the pregame at 6:30 and the puck drop at 7. And as always, you can watch the game on Fox Sports Florida.
As our pal Red Deer Randy Moeller
Fox
would
Sports
say.
Sun. Fox Sports Sun tonight.
Fox Sports Sun tonight.
Fox Sports Sun tonight.
And as Randy would say, it's going to be a ring-a-ding-a-dong dandy today. You're going to have a doubleheader. You'll be watching Rangers Flyers in the afternoon. Panthers Sabres in the evening. So we will talk to everyone tonight before a 7 o'clock face-off, 6:30 pregame this evening on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.